Dr. Kropinski dictating amount. I'm Ann Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, Persico, P-E-R-S-I-C-O. Carmen Persico is a 33-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8/28/22. But at that time, he fell from a height of 9 feet and believes he injured his ACL, both menisci, and had a fracture of his tibia and a bruised femur. He fell off the lift gate when this happened as he was maneuvering a door. Brady was seen at the emergency room the same day, locally. Brady with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a torn ACL, tears of both menisci, and a bruised femur. Brady underwent surgery for this arthroscopically on the left knee in November 2022. Brady is no longer receiving any active treatment. The paragraph, I'm actually going to jump to physical exam. I know it's out of our normal order, but I'll start with lower extremities. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Motion of the left knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Motion of the right knee, both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Modified provocative maneuvers at the left knee were negative. Exam had to be done in a seated position. And then lumbosacral, he ambulated with a mild antalgic gait on the left, but no foot drop or use of any assistive devices. So that section is normal. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Persico was seen at Mainline Health Emergency Room on 8/28/22. He stated he fell approximately 4 feet off of a lift gate from the ground onto the blacktop. Brady hit the back of his head, landing on his tailbone and hit his left heel against the ground, causing left knee pain. Brady was unable to bear weight and denied loss of consciousness. He was evaluated and underwent numerous diagnostic studies. There was decreased range of motion about the left knee with tenderness. X-rays of the left knee showed a suprapatellar joint effusion but no fracture. X-rays of the lumbar spine revealed no fractures. The disc bases were preserved. No degenerative changes were seen. He was then treated and released. He followed up at Concentra with Dr. Hennelly, H-E-N-N-E-L-L-Y, on 8/31/22, and his physician assistant. He was diagnosed with left knee strain, scalp abrasion, sacral strain, and fall from a slip, trip, or stumble. Brady was quickly referred for an MRI of the left knee, as well as physical therapy. New paragraph. He then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Trevlin, T-R-E-V-L-Y-N, on 9/1/22. He performed an exam and referred him for an MRI of the left knee. He followed up in the same group with Dr. Eisenberg, A-Y-Z-E-N-B-E-R-G, on 9/21/22. He noted the MRI showed an anterior cruciate ligament tear. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. preoperative clearance was performed by Dr. Bajarski, B-O-J-A-R-S-K-I, period. On 11-23-22, Dr. Eisenberg performed left knee arthroscopy with extensive debridement and synovectomy, semicolon, left knee medial and lateral meniscal repairs, semicolon, left knee anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction with tibialis anterior allograft. The postoperative diagnoses were left knee synovitis, comma, left knee medial and lateral meniscal posterior horn tears, comma, and left knee anterior cruciate ligament rupture, period. He then followed up postoperatively along with a prolonged course of physical therapy on the dates described, period. On the date of the accident, he also underwent a CAT scan of the head at the emergency room that was read as normal, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine revealed no fracture, period. Left knee X-ray showed a suprapatellar joint effusion but no fracture, period. X-rays of the sacrum and coccyx were normal, period. Dr. Eisenberg followed his progress over the next several months, running through 1-16-23, period. At that time, the physician assistant cleared him to work desk duty only, but he used to return to see Dr. Eisenberg in 3 weeks, period. He was to complete his physical therapy that was already prescribed, period. Next section, impressions and analysis. On 8-28-22, Carmen Persico fell several feet off of a gate, period. He did not experience loss of consciousness, but he was seen at the emergency room the same day where X-rays were negative for fracture, period. He then followed up a concentra briefly, who quickly referred him for an MRI of the knee as well as physical therapy. But he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Trevlin. Paired the MRI for 9-6-22, revealed a bone contusion in the lateral femoral condyle, as well as a non-depressed subchondral fracture of the posterior medial tibia. There was also a tear of the lateral meniscus and a complete tear of the anterior cruciate ligament. Petty then was seen by Dr. Eisenberg and proceeded to surgery on 11-23-22 as noted above. Petty followed up postoperatively with Dr. Eisenberg and his physician assistant. Period. On 2-26-23, almost 11 weeks out from the surgery, the knee pain was 0/10. Petty was walking 2 miles per day with a brace and doing very well. Petty was going to be fitted for a custom ACL brace. Period. On 2-27-23, he stated his knee felt fine and rated his pain at 1/10. Period. Dr. Eisenberg saw him through 7-21-23, anticipating return in 2 weeks, at which 3 weeks, at which time he would be placed at maximum medical improvement. But this evidently occurred. Period. New paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Persico found he ambulated without antalgia. Scratch that. With mild antalgia on the left, but no assistive devices. Period. Had full range of motion of the left knee with crepitus. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers of the knee were negative. Period. He complained his pain was 5-6 out of 10. Period. He was unable to place himself in a supine position for unclear reasons. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner had a remote history of anterior cruciate ligament tear and repair. Period. This case represents 12.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Grade of this assessment, 7.5%, is attributable to his pre-existing conditions and the balance to the subject event. Period. He has achieved an excellent functional result, as evidenced by his return to regular duty with the insured, and also operating a second job as a catering owner. Period. And that is the end.